Hey everybody, Billy Newman here with the Fresno Rodent Control Podcast, and today's show is called What Makes Fresno Unique for Rodent Problems? If you've ever spotted a rat doing the California sidestep across your yard, trust me, you're not alone. Here in Fresno, we've got ourselves a perfect storm of conditions that make our rodent situation special, and not in that warm and fuzzy way. Let's talk about what I call the farm-to-table express. But this isn't about your favorite restaurant. Fresno sits smack in the middle of some of the richest farmland in America. Those fields aren't just feeding us, they're running an all-you-can-eat buffet for rodents. Every time farmers rotate crops or harvest, it's like someone kicked over the rat anthill, sending them scurrying straight into our neighborhoods. Now, about our weather. We've got what I call the rodent resort climate. While other places get those population-controlling deep freezes, our mild winters are basically extending an open invitation for rats to live their best lives year-round. Add in our long-growing seasons and all those irrigation systems, and we've basically built a five-star hotel for rodents. But here's where it gets really interesting. Our city's growth pattern is like a blueprint for Rat City, USA. We've got these older neighborhoods butting right up against new developments, underground canal systems that rats use like their personal subway network, and mixed-use zones that create more hiding spots than a game of hide-and-seek champion. Let me tell you a quick story that really drives this home. Last summer in Fig Garden, when they started that big construction project on Blackstone Avenue, it was like someone pulled the plug on a rat bathtub. Hundreds of displaced rodents went flooding into the surrounding neighborhoods. My phone was ringing off the hook. We saw a 60% jump in calls within 2 weeks. That's not just a spike, that's a rodent revolution. Here's what you need to know. If you live within half a mile of agricultural areas or construction sites, you're basically on the front lines. Your best defense is getting quarterly pest inspections around your home's perimeter. Think of it like building a moat around your castle, except instead of dragons, we're keeping out something a lot smaller, but just as persistent. This has been Billy Newman with the Fresno Rodent Control Podcast.